This is a document which was printed directly off of NATO's website. You can type in, you can go on your computer, put NATO Association of Canada, and you will see all of this information. You can go through a description of each of the programs, and you can see which one you're interested in. Every week, there are publications that are released. We have junior research fellows who actively write. So let's say you're interested in women and security, and you want to be a junior research fellow. If you decide that's something you want to pursue, you can look at the program, you can read the description, you can look at the work that previous writers have had published, and you can decide whether a certain program is of interest to you. If it's not, then that's completely understandable. You can look at other programs. And one of the reasons why I wanted to come visit you guys today is because a lot of these junior research fellows are university students, and they're completing their master's or their PhDs. And I brought up the argument that I think it would be a benefit to have high school students involved. I think that you're never too young to look at these different programs, to decide what your interests are. You might look at a few of these articles and decide that I want to write about a view from Ukraine. So I strongly encourage you, all of you, to do your research, go online. You might go through this and decide, you know what, none of these programs are for me right now, but perhaps when I go to university or college, I might be ready then. So knowing that, have any of you, and it's okay if you haven't, you may have, I don't know, have any of you had experience with publishing anything or getting anything published in a newspaper, magazine? But you've all written, that's okay, you can laugh. There are a lot of people who end up being junior research fellows without any publishing experience who end up becoming some of the best publishers, some of the best writers that we have. So you can't always judge someone for not having experience. You need to give a person a chance and see the quality of work that they produce before you deny them that right to attempt writing and to have a chance to look at different issues. All of you have certainly done research papers, essays, reports, presentations. That's obvious. Are there any areas, any programs on this list that are of interest to you? Is there anyone who's like, oh, I really am passionate about a view from Ukraine or Canadian Armed Forces? You're nodding your head. You are. So I really suggest that you, like I said, go through the program. If you are interested, I'll give you my business card. And I have my emails on here. So like I said, I want this opportunity to be open to a few high school students. How it works is with the Junior Research Fellowship, you will send a writing sample with an application. If you email me, I will send you the application, which you can then complete. I want you guys to consider all of the different programs. And even if you decide, no, I don't want to do this, that's okay. That's perfectly fine. But I want you guys to be aware of this. I will leave these business cards up here. So if at any point you decide you want to contact me, you can send me an email. I respond. I'm really fast. It does not take me longer than a day to respond to any email. I'll send you the application. You'll send it back. And I will forward it to the president and vice president of NATO. They will assess it, and then the opportunity will be there. If there are any improvements that need to be made, I would gladly address that, any issues with you. So going, it really is, and I really want you guys to look into it. I remember when I was in high school, I would have loved to have had an opportunity like this. I was so busy with studying, and I was actively involved in volunteer work and also many organizations at the school. But had I known about NATO, I would have gladly have taken part in an internship, or I would have become a junior research fellow. I want you guys to know about other options that are available to you as well. If you turn to this page, this is one of the ones that you'll find at the very back. I have extra copies here if any of you want any additional copies. I'll leave it, let me know. Put your hand up if you don't have one of these copies here. All of you are good. Okay, great. I'll leave this here in case you guys want to take an extra copy. Okay. All of you can become members. That's open to you. You can enroll, you can sign up anytime. We have a lot of students that attend conferences. One of our next conferences is in Ottawa, and we discussed this. You previously took a group of your students.
Yeah, we went 2 years ago. Yeah.
2 years ago, yeah. Yes. So if you were a member, you would have the benefit of attending some of these conferences. Oftentimes, you'll have the chance to speak with diplomats, government officials, people who are a part of many different governments. And it's something that's really good to take part in, because you'll never know who you'll meet. So you'll see on this page that regular membership benefits include the fact that you can attend these roundtables, these seminars, these special lectures and dinners. You have accessibility to speaking with these people one-on-one, as well as taking part in the conference. For students, student membership is $25. It's available only to full-time high school students, college or university students. So like I said, we are in Toronto, but we do have conferences in Ottawa. If you ever do decide to become a member, that doesn't necessarily mean that all of the conferences would happen in Toronto. We're all over the place. Are there any questions about the membership? Anything you guys want to know?
Different than student membership, it differs from the regular membership because you don't get the dinners.
No, you get everything. You get the roundtables, you get the conferences, you get the seminars, the special lectures, the dinners. The reason why it's $25 and instead of $90 is because it's not fair to charge a student $90. But $25 for the whole year seems fair. And not only to high school students, but university and college students as well. You're going to ask something. You're good? Okay. So moving on, if you look at this attachment, this document here, you will see our website, which is at the bottom, www.natocouncil.ca. What we do is, as I mentioned before, we organize conferences, these roundtables and seminars. We have anywhere from 15 to 25 articles that are published in 1 week. Every week we produce articles in that range. And all of those articles go in each and every one of these programs. So as the program editor of Global Horizons, my JRF, who is the junior research fellow, she sends me an article every week. I edit that article. Once that article is approved, I then publish her article on this website that you can go on and you can see.